Hi, my name is Stella, and I'll be leading Mrs. Burns' kindergarten class.
What is the date today?
February.
That's okay. She's fine. She can do it. She's doing a great job.
April 8th, 2016.
Very good. Very good. So what would you like to start with, Stella? What kind of discussion do you want to have today? Do you want to ask a question, or do you want to call on someone?
It's your choice. I'll call on Isabella.
Isabella.
We went to music.
What did we do in music?
Maybe someone can help her out.
Let's see. Joy.
We sing.
What did we sing?
We sing, there was a person who was being a show-off. Mm-hmm. And he got hit with a stone.
Oh my goodness.
He
threw a stone at a mango? Oh my goodness. So why were you singing that song? What was that song about?
Quinn. What was that song about?
It was about
what was it about?
The American and the Rio having a competition.
The American and the whom?
The Rio.
Oh, American and Rio, the person from Brazil. Ah, so what continent were you looking at?
South America.
South America. I see. So you
was
were
like
thinking
there was like a showdown.
A showdown between someone from Rio and someone from North America? Is that where?
No,
or
we didn't get picked.
Oh, what do you mean?
So there was like five continents that were like in the thing, and then they picked Carnival.
Oh, I see.
But whatever continent it is, they did not pick us.
Oh, I see. I get what you're saying. So you picked a continent out of a bag, and so you picked South America, and so you're studying Carnival, and that's why you did the dance, right? When I came in and you were dancing with the ribbons. Oh, I see. How interesting. So what did you learn about South America or about Rio or about Carnival?
Marcus.
We learned that they did Carnival.
What is it? Oh, go ahead.
It's
sorry.
It's a big party that they celebrate. It's called the Olympics. The Olympics, they celebrate it.
Is that what Carnival is for?
Olympics.
Well, they're having the Summer Olympics, I think. You're right, Stella.
Yes, I'm in summer.
When I'm 8, it's going to be the winter one.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now, but is Carnival for the Olympics?
No.
What is Carnival for? Know what it's for? Did you learn what it's for?
No.
Joy's got her hand up. Joy, what do you think? What is it for?
It's for a party.
It is a big party, isn't it?
It's
a
for
big.
The Olympics.
It's for winning.
Maxie said
do you
something
think?
In
the
Olympics. Maxie said something in it while we was in music.
Now I don't think it's for the Olympics. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Mardi Gras?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You've heard of Mardi Gras, Maeve? Mardi Gras marks the beginning of Lent. Lent is a Catholic holiday. It's a period of
time.
Yeah,
I go to a Catholic.
You
do.
Very good. I think that Carnival is the beginning, a celebration the day before Lent. It's the period before Lent. Yes, Madeline.
And Lent ends on Easter.
Very good. You're right. Lent does end on Easter. Excellent. That was good, wasn't it, Stella? Very nice. All right. So, Stella, who else would you like to call? Would you like to ask any questions, Stella? Or do you want to call on some people? It's up to you.
We can tell our mom, Cindy, about the bird thing.
The bird feeder.
I love the bird feeder.
Project Feeder Watch.
Feeder.
Today we finished.
Bless you.
Today was the last day of Project Feeder Watch.
And it was the last day. So what do you want to tell about it? What did you guys learn about from Project Feeder Watch? What do you guys learn?
Marcus,
we had four species.
We did. Four species this week, right? What did you learn, though, during Project Feeder Watch? Why do you think we did that? Why do you think we would do that, Maxie?
To learn about birds.
What about birds, though? What do you think, Maeve?
Wait, what?
What did we learn about birds?
We can put them all together and see how many.
Because we love them.
We do love them. Well, I love them. I hope you do, too.
How many birds did we have?
The scientists did.
All together.
Wait, I want to hear what Javon said. You're right. Hang on, though. That's great. You're right, Luke. And thank you for a good question, Stella. But I want to hear what Javon just said. Javon, say it again.
Because we got sent to the scientists in New York.
In New York, you're right. And what do the scientists do with that data, with our data? Marcus.
They count the birds.
They count the birds, and they see how birds are surviving. See how they're moving around the world. It's not just at Lincoln School, right? Our data is really important, but it's throughout the whole world. But one of the things, did you learn anything about, let's think, did you learn anything about how birds survive?
No.
You didn't? What do they need to survive? Yes, Javon.
Food and water.
Food and water, what else?
And space.
And space, and what else? Marcus.
Shelter.
Shelter, you're right. So what happens when birds decide, like, it gets winter time and they have, what do they do if there's no food? What is that called? Hannah?
Fly south.
They fly south. What's
migrating.
It called? Migrating, you're right. So see, you did learn something about
they
birds,
left their
right?
Babies.
They did. And what else? And we're watching right now, we're watching the bald eagles and on the DC Eagle Cam. And what are we learning about the bald eagles? Maxie.
That they're the biggest birds in our country.
The biggest birds in our country, you're right. And how do they take care of their babies? What do you think? Charlie, what do you think?
They give them food.
They give them food. Who gives them the food? The mom and dad eagles? The mom and dad eagles give them food, right? They have to feed them. Because the babies can't. What about their nest? What's their nest like? What's their nest like?
Mace.
A house.
Is it like a house? What do you think, Sophia? What's their nest like?
It's like as twigs and sticks.
Twigs and sticks? Is it big or small?
Big.
Big. It's really big, isn't it?
And also has some and also some piece of a tree's trunk.
You're right. I see that.
Because some trees shed, and I forgot what one trees like when they shed. It curls, but I forgot.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sam, I don't remember what's called. We did do math. What did we do in math?
We figured out was 14 brownies and 4 kids.
14 brownies and 4 kids, and each kid, we had to figure out how many each kid got, right? It had to be even. How many?
3.5.
3.5. That was a tricky one, wasn't it?
Birds.
It was a tricky one. All right, my friends. So, Stella, you have 45 seconds left. What do you want to say?
Luke, and we saw 237 birds.
237 birds. You're right about that. Yes, Quinn.
And last year, we saw 200.
So did we see more birds this year or less?
Less.
Wait, less. We saw less,
and,
right?
And I was a close.
Well, yes, we all made predictions and Quinn was the closest. Marcus, quickly, Marcus.
We
are going to plant a garden. We'll talk about that next time. All right, my friends, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Stella. Stella, say thank you. Say goodbye.